You may be wondering, what a title for a sermon, "The Spoiling God." Yes, you are spoiled beyond measure. I believe that many in the Christian church today has one problem that I call Christian tantrum. We decide to limit the hands of God. We decide to limit the hands of God. And then we come together, "Well, Lord, I want to do so and so and so and so and so. Please bless it in the name of Jesus." Then I keep thinking, did you just finish telling God that you want Him to do so and so and so and so and so? Yeah. What's wrong with it? Everything. One, you're not God. And you may not know what is best for yourself. Number two, you're limiting God on what God can do. So how should I pray? "Lord, I wish to have this, but you know, I'll let you make the decision for me. I wish to have it within a week, but if you think I should have it today, I'll take it. If you think I should have it within a month, I'll go with it too. Because you know everything." Are you with me, right? Now, we've got so many calls of people asking, "Whatever happened to God? Whatever happened to those promises that we hear in the scripture? Y'all keep sending us material saying how God is healing people and this. What about me? I already told God I want to be healed of such, and I want God to do like this, this. I said, "I don't think you'll ever be healed." "Oh my God. Don't say that." I said, "You have already limited God. What if God chooses to do things in a different way? It might happen faster than what you're thinking." Notwithstanding, I'm standing before you this morning to tell you that God has never changed and never will. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you have a relationship with God, God is going to spoil you to the bone. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Yes. I never had a father, an earthly father, to spoil me. And you know, in a sense, I thank God I didn't. Chances are, if I had had an earthly father that would spoil me, he would have demands upon me and expectations that would be unreal. But I found my heavenly Father, and I am spoiled beyond limit. All I've got to do is go with the program. Here's the proof this morning that your God is a spoiling God. If you have a brain cell working, get your act together. You start praising your God. You start worshiping your God. Give Him the time that He deserves. Give Him the place that He deserves in your life. And you will see things like this happening. In the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse 1. Says the following. Psalms 103:1. "Praise the Lord, O my soul." Let's read it. "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being praise His holy name." What is it saying? Hey, dude, get your act together and start praising Him from the bottom of your heart. Amen. Praise has got to go deeper than your lips.
Amen.
It got to come from inside. Jesus said in John 4, verse 23 and 24, especially verse 24, that God is a spirit. And those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then he adds up, this is the kind of worshipers that the Father is looking for. So praise has got to go deeper than our tongues, than our lips. It got to come out from our innermost being. Are we together here? When you stay on that very same Psalms, and you go to verse 5, Brother Harry, can you drop down to verse 5? Watch this. Who satisfies are y'all getting this?
Yes.
It all starts with a heartfelt praise. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, with my innermost being, praise his holy name. Why should I do that? When I do this, the book says that he will spoil you with satisfying the desires that you have in your heart.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
When God is... Let me find the right word here. Enticed by heartfelt praises, he's going to satisfy your desires with... Huh? So you realize that God is not going to give you no bad things. He's not only going to satisfy the desires of your heart, and it's going to be done with good things. Why God would do that? Here's something that a lot of you can't see. When God is satisfying your desires, or the desires of your heart, with good things, automatically the pressure of worry, anxiety, concern is going away, and your youth is renewed.
Amen.
When you are worried about something, when you are concerned about something, when you are anxious about something, your brain is going to be working full power. The circuits of your brain will lit up, and the heat will give you gray hair. But when you made your God a personal God, and you have that type of praise that goes beyond the lips, the book says that he's going to satisfy your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What does he mean, renewed like the eagles? When the eagles get at 50, they start beaking out the feathers. Everything. The back of the head, they can't do much about it. Other eagles will come and yank it out. And the beak itself, the eagle hit it against the rock, so it falls. And then a process of time goes by, and the feathers start growing again. And a new beak goes again. And that 50 years old eagle will be as new as a 1 year old eagle again, ready to go another 50 years. Your God, when there's a heartfelt praise and you are close to 50, or even before, will satisfy your desires with good things, that your faith may be renewed like an eagle is renewed, and you get a fresh kickstart in life. Let's move a little bit further. Psalms 145, verse 16, tells us the following words. Read it with me. You open your hand. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Tell your neighbor, God's hand is open to you. Take advantage of it. Oh, come on. Y'all lost your voice? God's hand is open to you. Take advantage of it. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Spoiled brats. Psalms 20, verse 1. Look for such a beautiful promise. May the Lord answer you. May the name. It looks better at the NLT. Watch this. Read it with me. In times of trouble, tell your neighbor, you got the best protection on the planet. Now listen to the Message Bible. A little crazy, but absolutely sweet. God answer you on the day you crash. The name God of Jacob put you out of harm's reach. That's the God that you serve. That's the God that you serve. You go a little bit more. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. Read it with me. What the wicked dreads will overtake him. What the righteous desire will be. In another word, whatever you desire, God's going to spoil you with it. Yes. What the wicked dreads will overtake him, but what the righteous desire will be granted. I want you to turn to somebody and say, get ready to have your heart's desire granted today. There's no other way around this, folks. I didn't put that on the Bible. God did. And He's telling you and I today, in a very simple way, that the righteous desire will be granted. It's not a joke. It's not a wishy-washy. When you go to Psalms 145:19, it gets even better. It gets even better. Read it with me. He
grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cries of help and rescue.
Tell somebody, God is riding across the heavens bringing you blessing. He is going to grant your heart's desire today.
Amen.
You know, I went to see this guy that takes care of eyes, and he tells me that I'm going to have to wear glasses for far and close and whatever, whatever, whatever. Why? Well, there's something in there. I told him that something got to go. It's there. He said it came to pass, not to stay. Well, I'm preaching today without glasses. And I will continue to preach without glasses, even though the lighting is poor. Because God grants the desires of those who fear Him. If you fear God, the desires of your heart will be granted today, whether you like it or not. The promise is clear, is direct. He grants the desires of those who fear Him. And how sweet it is to know that He hears there Christ. Are y'all getting here? This morning I spoke about this word help so many times. And I hope that you are connecting the dots. I hope you are connecting the dots. He rides across the heavens. Is that correct?
Yes.
In majestic splendor to help you.
Yes.
Oh Lord my God, I cry out for help and you heal me.
Yes.
He hears their cry for help and rescue them. You know what I call this? Spoiling beyond limits. He grants the desires of those who fear him, and he continues to spoil them by hearing their cry for help and rescuing them. Whichever way you look. You are in good shape. You are in good hand. Let's go a little bit further than this. Let's go to Psalms 21:2 to prove how badly spoiled you are by God. Read it with me. For you have given him or her his heart's say amen. Goodness gracious. Listen to this. For you have given him or her his or hers heart's desire. You have withheld nothing he or she requested. You are spoiled that God will not withhold anything that you have requested. Somebody say, how come that don't happen to me? Because you are wandering around in another planet. The word is here. For you have given him or her his heart desire. You have withheld nothing he requested. I want you to think about something right now that you want to request from God. Think about one thing. And then I want you to tell it to the person next to you. And once you tell that, you that heard the request will tell that person, God has not withheld this from you. He's going to grant you desire. You get that?
Yes.
I want you to think about something right now. And then I want you to tell it to the person next to you. Once you finish telling the person next to you, the person who heard it will say, he has not withheld whatever the request was. He has granted your heart's desire. Then you shift. You take turn to hear the other person. Can we do that now?
Yes.
Let's do it. Come on. Get close to somebody. Young lady, why don't you join Verna here? She's alone. She doesn't want it. So then join this one here, or join this one here, Betty Brooks. Come on, join somebody here. Then you can, you know, exchange. The Lord has not withheld your heart's desire. It shall be granted to you today. The Lord has not withheld your heart's desire. It shall be granted today.
Yes, Lord. We give praise.
For you have given him his heart desire. God has given you a heart's desire. It is granted. It's not withheld. Same thing to you. Same thing to you. God has given you your heart's desire. Huh? It have not been withheld. This is the kind of spoiling God that our God is. He has given his heart desire. You have withheld nothing they requested. And that goes in line with Mark 11:24. It goes in line. Therefore, Jesus is talking. I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Tell your neighbor, if you believe that, you shall have them. Si lo cree, ya lo tiene. Amen. If you believed it, you already have them.
Praise God.
Amen. You believe it, already have them. That's the word of the Master. I say unto you, what things soever. You know, for the first time, I like the King James. For one simple reason. It's not because it's the neatest. But on this scripture here, it's well placed. What things soever. We could have said whatever you want. But they took the time to put the word things in there. What does that mean? Anything. Anything. What things soever you desire. When you pray,
believe
that you receive them,
and you shall have them.
So if you believed on what you prayed this morning, you shall have them. The God of gods is backing you up. I have a great niece. Yeah, I
get. Great.
Is that great?
Yeah. She is her about that one niece.
That's right. I have a great niece because my sister, older sister, which is the third in line, I am the first one. My sister, the older sister, had a daughter, which is my niece. My niece had a daughter, which is my great niece. My Lord. Make me look old. Well, these people down south start early. And my great niece now had a son, which is my great great nephew. Lord have mercy. And I'm only 29. Can you believe in that? My sister is 52 and she's a great grandmother. 52! And she's a great grandmother. Good gracious, I'm gonna call her and gonna pick on her. Hey, great grandma, how are you doing? Anyway, my great niece got in trouble. You know, people that grow hearing the word of God and decide to become stupid, when they get hit, it's hit hard. I had a chance to sit down with that young lady and give her the gospel. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye. I told young lady, I will never tell you this message again. You will have to get busted in a big time. Then you will look up to heaven. Well, she got involved with a guy, and this is what I feel sorry for the young ladies. He's so cute. He's a cute devil. Well, comes to be that he was indeed a devil. Whatever he did, the family is not telling me what he did. Whatever he did got him locked up. And she's on the back of the motorcycle with him. Guess what? She landed in jail. Yes. My other sister, why you say this? I said, I'll tell you this. If they don't come by love, they will come by pain. They will come by affliction, but they will come. They don't have the choice. So we've got the good news that she was locked up. So the whole family who prays is praying, and me and Marcia join in prayer. Say, Lord, let she stay there for a while until she gets to her senses and call out to you. Well, on her first day, she had a welcome party. Got beat up, that her whole face swollen. And the guards are looking. On that very night, she had to sleep on the floor because the other inmates wouldn't allow her to go to bed. Yes! Early in the morning, God, please, can you help me? Let's just say a little bit more. I mean, Lord, whatever you do, but I personally, I think she would stay a little, should stay a little bit longer there so she can get her act together. Yeah. My younger sister calls it, let's pray for Ligia because she's pregnant.
What?
She's pregnant, 6 months, and nobody knew about it. So, Lord, let you stay there for a couple of years. But God is merciful. We agree that God would use this as a means of getting her attention. My wife and I prayed about it. And we declared it's a done deal. So when my younger sister called, I quoted that scripture. And then we agree, it's a done deal. A week after being in jail, a chaplain came in. She gave her life to Jesus.
Amen.
2.5 months, almost 3 months, went by. She already been through half of the Bible.
Wow.
3 days before delivery, the mayor gave her a break through much prayer and intercession, and she got out of jail. She delivered her baby, and she's going to be home until December taking care of her baby. The baby was born a week ago. Yesterday, she took the baby to church to be dedicated to God. Now they are trying to drag her to the old neighborhood where she used to live. She said, I will never put my foot on that place again. That's what I got in trouble in the first place. Folks, therefore I say unto you, all of you here under the sound of my voice, what things soever you desire, what things soever. There's no limit.
Yes, Lord.
There's no limit. What things soever you desire.
Yes.
When you pray, all you need to do is believe.
Yes.
That you have received them. And you know what? You shall have them.
Thank you, Lord.
When the call came in 3.5 months ago, to send some money to help bailing out? I said, no. No, I'm not going to send. I called my brother, don't help either. You say, so are you playing God now? No, using common sense. If that hadn't happened to Lygia, God knows what would be happening in her life right now. So God had to use a way to get her attention. And I tell you, he has some very creative way to get people's attention. What about a welcome party? Bam, bam, bam. Have three women beating you up so that your face is unrecognizable. What about sleeping a few days on the cold, cold, stinking, smelling place in prison? And then they sent her 3 days later to another prison, even worse. She just didn't get beat up there again because they already saw the damage in her face. That was enough to catch her attention. The point in here, we believed when we pray that God would use this incident to grab a hold of her. She already dedicated the boy to Jesus. Already had read half of the Bible. She said, Mom, there's nobody's going to take me out of church. I guarantee you. Whatsoever you pray, whatever that may be, when you believe that you have received what you prayed for, it is yours.
Yes.
End of story. You know that this week we are having a whole week of prayer. And fast and sackcloth. Y'all were praying here on Sunday night. I was praying out there. And I said, Lord, I want this children's class done before winter is here. And you know what? I think next week we're going to start looking for the right people to work on it. I'm going to give God something to work with. Amen. I believe that the children's class will be done before winter.
Amen. It shall be established.
It shall be established.
We shall have them.
Yes.
We shall have it. Because the book says so. You are spoiled beyond degree. By your God. Your God has not withheld any of the stuff that you requested.
Yes.
He has granted your desire.
Yes,
if I were in your shoes, is the conclusion, I would allow God to spoil me today, and I would also allow him to continue to spoil me as long as he wishes. Take advantage of it. Your heavenly dad wants to spoil his girls and his boys. Take advantage of it. God has no favorite children. You are as precious in his sight as anybody else. And he wants to continue to grant your heart's desire as a form of spoiling you. Don't be shy. Take advantage of it. So you're telling me to take advantage of God? No, you're blessed of the Lord. I'm telling you, take advantage of the blessings of the spoiling. Why not? Well, I have been spoiled with nothing. Well, then present him your request and let him grant your request, your heart's desire. Believe when you're praying that those requests will be given unto you and you shall have it. Are we together here? Brother Harry, I feel like finishing today reading again Psalms 21, verse 2. And I'm wrapping up. Psalms 21, verse 2. We already used this verse. I want to go back there. Read it with me. For you have given him his heart's desire. You have withheld nothing he requested. I want you to turn to somebody in a very slow way. Tell your neighbor, you are a God-despoiled brat. God has given you your heart's desire, and he has withheld nothing you requested from him. God bless you.